Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweets Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting to you live in your Sweets' beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. And just admit it, it is a beautiful, beautiful day. You have beautiful, beautiful ears. All right. Okay, so, again, I am using... Okay, did it... Was that the site? Or was that the one that I just went to? No, that's the site. Okay, cool. So, today we are celebrating more holidays. Today is a weird yet fascinating day. So, today there are 6 holidays I'm aware of. I use the website called checkiday.com, checkiday.com. It's a great website. It tells you what holidays go for which day, and today there are 6 holidays, at least that people are aware of on this particular website. So, I mean, I'm sure there are a few missing because I found out yesterday was something, and no, someone had posted a picture or some sort of video about a holiday, and it that happened yesterday along with Mother's Day, and it's not listed. It's not listed on this website, which is weird, you know, because it should be. It's so weird. Anyways, let me read to you the 6 holidays that are going on today. Today is Hooray for Buttons Day, National Butterscotch Brownie Day, National Moscato Day, National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Aww. National Moscato Day. Oh, I already said that, didn't I? National Women's Checkup Day. And I'm going to bring that up in just a second. And lastly, today is Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day. And there is going to be a long monologue for that. So, I actually did not get a chance to find out if there are songs for that. I actually tried to find songs for some of these holidays, and I managed to find a few, which is pretty awesome. So let me look up songs of mattresses. Ooh, there are songs. Well, not really. Okay, no, that's a particular what? Uh-oh. Okay, no, I'm not going to go there. Sorry, everyone. There are not going to be any songs of mattresses. That's just stupid. Okay, sorry. You don't want to know. Everything went south. Okay, so for... Turn off, please. Thank you. Okay, so I am supporting 3 of those holidays. I am supporting, if you haven't checked all my publicity for today's segment, the Lost Sock Memorial Day. I am also supporting the Women's Checkup Holiday. Okay, that's why I closed it. No! Gosh dang it. Sorry, everyone. I am off my game today. Yes, National Women's Checkup Day. Right, okay. And National... So I'm supporting I'm supporting National Lost Sock Memorial Day, National Women's Checkup Day, and I am also supporting Tear the Tags Off the Mattress Day. Okay, so let me talk about the mattress thing, because I found that when I first looked at that the other week, I found it really interesting. So I managed to find a really good website. It's actually an article that someone wrote. When did they write it? 2012, July 18, 2012. You can find it on mentalfloss.com. You can I don't know if there's a search engine on their site. I think there is. Yeah. And you can just look up, is it really illegal to remove your mattress tag? And it's really interesting because the actual website on the – when you – sorry, let me rephrase that. When you go to checkiday.com, they will have links for for most of the holidays. And the one that they give for tear the tags off the mattress day, it's just someone who celebrated it like in 2011. I don't think they really explained it. So yeah, she never explained it. They're idiots. So I looked up an article to find out if it really is illegal, and it's interesting. It actually gives a whole detailed description of the history of it. So let me, I think I might end up reading almost the entire article. So this article is written by, it doesn't say who it's written by, there it is, Matt Soniak. I think that's how you pronounce it. Let's see, why so serious? Take a look at your mattress tag, and you'll see that there's a lot more on it than just the don't remove me warning. The purpose of the tag is to assure consumers that they're buying a new, never-been-used product and to let them know exactly what's inside it. The need for this protective label arose in the early 20th century amid a boom in consumer protection regulations. At the time, mattresses were often constructed with some unsavory stuffing, horsehair, corn husks, food waste, old rags, newspaper, and whatever else a manufacturer could come by were regularly shoved inside. Consumers would never see the stuffing, so no harm, no foul, right? Not really. Some of this stuff harbored bacteria and household pests that gave unwary consumers a not-so-restful slumber. The government tackled the problem by requiring mattress manufacturers to affix tags to their products that clearly defined their contents. Consumers could then make informed decisions and steer clear of mattresses stuffed with dangerous or gross materials. Listing the ingredients right on the mattress put the dirty rag guys at a distinct disadvantage in the marketplace. So to get around the problem, having fulfilled their legal obligation to add the tag, some manufacturers simply tore it off before shipping to retailers. Idiots. Elsewhere, salesmen ripped them off of slow-moving products to help sales. The government countered with a new regulation. Tags now had to have the do not remove warning, and federal regulations made it unlawful to remove or mutilate or cause or participate in the removal or mutilation of, prior to the time any textile fiber product is sold and delivered to the ultimate consumer, any stamp, tag, label, or other identification required on them. Jeez, that was long. Any person violating this section, the regulation continues, shall be guilty of an unfair method of competition and an unfair or deceptive act or practice under the Federal Trade Commission Act. I haven't really looked up the Federal Trade Commission Act, but reading this article, you can basically understand what's going on with it. The move deterred dishonest mattress dealers, but also confused more than a few consumers who dutifully left the tags on for fear of prosecution. Ugh. In recent years, the feds and many state governments have eased the minds of law-abiding citizens by amending the mattress laws so the tags read, "This tag shall not be removed except by the consumer," which is awesome, which means we, the people who buy these mattresses, can and will remove those tags. It is the people who ship, it is the manufacturers who cannot do that, so that we can be known that there are, that the real that we're buying real deal mattresses, that nothing's being shoved in them. So once you buy that mattress that you have, if that tag is so uncomfortable while you're sleeping, you can actually go ahead and rip it off. So go ahead. Today is remove the tag from your mattress day. Go ahead and do it. I actually did it years ago. So I'm good. Oh, man, that was awesome. I love it. I'm so glad that is actually a real thing. So, again, if you haven't, rip those tags. Rip those tags. So, up next is actually that I'm going to talk about is socks. It's also National Lost Sock Memorial Day. It is sad that these things happen. So just before I actually talk about it, I want to give you guys a little bit of fact. Did you know that the feet have about 250,000 sweat glands that are capable of producing about 1 cup of sweat a day? That's disgusting. That pretty much means we need to, like, wash our feet 2 or 3 times a day. And that's a sign from showering. Yikes. Okay. So, it's inevitable, you know, for these socks. For every load of laundry you sort through, there are odd socks. Over time, you may even find that you end up with entire drawers and storage boxes filled with odd socks. But worry not, people. Lost Sock Memorial Day is all about commemorating the other lost halves of the pairs of socks, which are still with us. Here's to their memory, because I was able to find a song.
Just you, I can still remember.
crazy, right? Crazy song. But I actually did find quite a bit of songs for socks, but like some of them you actually need to watch the videos rather than just listen to the songs, because there's like some really cool stuff that people have made on YouTube, but you got to check it out. It's pretty cool. But okay, so next up is what was it? Women's Checkup Day. So there is actually quite a bit to talk about. Do have, I think, three songs. Right, yeah, three songs. Cause I know what song I'm gonna use to say goodbye. Mainly because of these next two songs I'm gonna have to play for you guys. I actually don't know if I'm gonna be able to play it though, considering how much time is left. Why can I not? His name starts with a J and it's not listed here. Oh, right, it's going to be listed in iTunes. I'm an idiot. Music. J. There you are. Okay. Nope. Oh, wait, no, I'm looking for the other one. I'm an idiot. What was his name? Shoot, I can't remember. Oh, it's actually on my iPod. I cannot get it on here. Wait, can I? I can't remember what his name was. It was... Yeah. Oh, no, I do have it on my computer. Okay, I'm an idiot. Ha-ha. So women's checkup. There are actually quite a things to talk about, but let me check with the math of these songs to make sure that I can do this. So that's... let me check, because I want to make sure I didn't do the math before the show, which I should have, but I didn't. Minus two would be that, and this was, what was it? I think that's what it was. And so we add that up. That's frick. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yoink, yoink. And how much time is the other song? The other song is... won't show me properties. There it is. Oh. Add three to that. Yeah. So how much time did I waste? I wasted 3 minutes. Frick. Okay. So basically with the Women's Checkup holiday, what you want to do is make, of course, I should have talked about this probably last week when I found out about it, but when you do your checkups with your doctors, you want to make sure you are prepared for that. So I was able to find an article, or I think just a list that you can do before your checkup. So it's like a checkup checklist. So here are the things that you could do. Review your family health history. That always helps. You want to make sure that if anything is in your family health history, it could happen to you. So you want to make sure that you do stuff that will prevent those diseases, those cancers, or anything like that. You want to make sure that you are healthy enough that their history doesn't affect you. And next on the list is find out if you are due for any general screenings or vaccinations. Doing that will definitely help because that's going to be based on your age, your general health, your family history, and your lifestyle. So just check your provider, see if it's time for any of those to happen, for like general screenings, vaccinations, or even a follow-up exam. You never know what's going to happen. Let's see. And next, I think, is write down a list of issues and questions to take with you, because you never know like, for me, I always have to do that, actually, because I can never remember correctly, and I actually do sometimes write down in a journal of what's happening so that I can remember what to ask for when I go to my next doctor's appointment, which reminds me, I need to make a doctor's appointment for my checkup. And next on the list is consider your future. Because if you know that you are overweight, or if you know that something's happening and you want to make sure that's not going to happen again in your future, you should go ahead and make the checkup appointment, find out if you can do anything about that. Or, like, if you intend to get pregnant, maybe you should go ahead and do that checkup, make sure you are healthy enough to get pregnant, because you never know what can happen during pregnancy. I actually found out recently that there's a pregnancy in my family, and I am super excited. I can't actually tell you who, because she wants to tell her, well, I'm not going to say anything, actually. I can't say anything. Shoot. Okay. Anywho, I am behind on my songs, so I guess I won't be able to play that song like I said I was going to, but I can at least play these next two songs. So these next two songs are actually parodies. They're not done. I think they're done by the same people, but the songs that they're parodying, the first song is a parody of Thrift Shop, which is hilarious. I actually love this song. I actually love that song, and I love the parody that they did with it. And the song after that is a parody of What Does the Fox Say by Yildiz. I think that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. But anyways, I'm actually going to go ahead and say goodbye, because these next two songs are too awesome to talk in between. So up next is the Gunner song featuring Harvard Medical School. And after that, What Does the Spleen Do featuring the Harvard Medical School. But I think they're edited and stuff by different people. Yeah, class of 2016. Class of 2016. Oh, that's awesome. Anyways, I am Sweet Rascal Rabbit. I love you guys. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with the Gunner song and What Does the Spleen Do by the Harvard Medical School. Bye, everyone.
King Gunner Kid, how do you do it?
Call that when we all got pimped. Yeah, I call that because I knew my business. It's not easy though, I'm skipping meals while you wasting time at lunch talks, bro. Big brain, come and take a look through my microscope, try to outgun me. Man, you hella won't.
Man, you hella won't.
I never skip a class. Got my Nettoskies in my pocket. I'm gunning. Don't you think I'm stunning? Yes, you know I'm awesome. I wear my clean white coat. I look incredible. Put on my stethoscope. My doctor skills are good as gold. I wear my clean white coat. I look incredible. Put on my stethoscope. My doctor skills are good as gold. I never skip a class. Got my Nettoskies in my pocket. I'm running. Don't you think I'm stunning? Yes, you know I'm awesome.
Woo!
Long school push. Help you breathe. Kidneys. To make your pee, gut digests all your food, and turns it into poo. The heart fills up with lots of blood, pumps it out like love, dub, dub. But there's one thing that no one knows. What does the spleen do? Secret male uterus. What's the spleen do? What's the spleen do? What's the spleen do? Hotty, hotty, hotty ho. Hotty, hotty, hotty ho. What's the spleen do? The sigil
thin.
What does the spleen do?
Big blue veins. Loopy nose, lots of blood and lots of holes, kind of shaped like Brazil, and the texture's such a thrill. Your pulp is red, so beautiful, like a kidney in disguise. If you can live without your spleen, can your spleen live without you? Ooh, 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 ooh.
Find these songs on YouTube.
Maybe it filters the blood?
Nah, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.